This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The 8th India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting was held in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono co-chaired the meeting. During the meeting, they reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations under their comprehensive strategic partnership. Both sides discussed ways to further strengthen cooperation in a wide range of areas, including political affairs, defense and security, maritime cooperation, trade and investment, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, digital technology, energy, connectivity, space, education, consular matters, culture and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jayashankar and Mr. Sugiono welcomed the growing momentum in bilateral ties and agreed to hold the next Joint Commission meeting at a mutually convenient date in the near future. West Bengal Women and Child Development and Social Welfare Minister Agnimitra Paul today chaired a high-level administrative review meeting at Siliguri. Discussions focused on municipal affairs, women and child development, social welfare, disaster management, sanitation, drainage, waste management, traffic regulation and the implementation of various government schemes. Later addressing the media, Ms. Paul said, Darjeeling, Mirik, Karsiong, Kalimpong and Siliguri will soon be developed as 5 Himalayan cities. She said strict measures will be taken to improve urban infrastructure and cleanliness. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said the Narendra Modi government has transformed India in the past 12 years into an aspirational nation driven by opportunity, innovation and self-belief. Speaking to media, Dr. Singh said governance reforms, technological democratization and citizen-centric policies have fundamentally changed the way people of the country view their future prospects. He said India's space economy, currently valued at nearly $9 billion, is expected to grow to about $45 billion over the next 7 to 8 years. Today is the last day to submit applications for verification of issues observed and re-evaluation of answers on the post-result services portal for Class 12 examination. In a social media post, the Central Board of Secondary Education said that the portal will remain open until midnight. It asked the students to complete and submit their applications before the deadline. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Major Abhilasha Barak on being conferred the UN Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. In a social media post, he said the honor recognizes Major Barak's exemplary service and India's long-standing contribution to United Nations peacekeeping efforts. Mr. Modi said her achievement is an inspiration to countless young Indians, especially the nation's daughters, who aspire to serve the country and humanity. Major Barak is currently serving with the UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon as an engagement team commander and gender focal point. The India Meteorological Department has forecast widespread rainfall across the country for the next 2 to 3 days as southwest monsoon advances while heatwave conditions continue to persist in parts of north and central India. Central Arabian Sea, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, parts of Telangana, southwest and north Bay of Bengal and northeastern states have favorable conditions for the advancement of monsoon during the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the Met Department has forecast heatwave conditions over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Rajasthan and coastal Andhra Pradesh for the next 4 days. In cricket, Afghanistan were 113 for 5 in their first innings at stumps on day 2 of the one-off test against India in New Chandigarh, trailing by 451 runs. Rehmat Singh remained unbeaten on 43 at the end of play. For India, debutant Manav Sutar picked up 3 wickets while fast bowler Prasidh Krishna claimed 2. Earlier in the day, India declared their first innings in a commanding 564 for 8. Captain Shubman Gill led the charge with 126, while KL Rahul struck 100. Indian wrestlers continued the impressive run at the Ulaanbaatar Open in Mongolia today, winning 2 gold and 2 bronze medals in the men's freestyle category. Deepak clinched the gold medal in the 61-kilogram category, defeating Kazakhstan's Asil Aitikhan 6-0 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.